I was in the gym with my physio, and the postman's head bobbing up and down outside the window, and then obviously went out because I knew it was going to be around then. I'd already spoke to the guys at the office and they'd had the delivery of it, so I knew it was coming to me at some point soon. So yeah, straight to the front door, open it, it was there, you know, and then took a bit of time out of the gym session to have a little look at it and obviously tweet about it, and then straight back in the gym and back to work.
And you do find out from a letter, it just seems quite strange that, you know, we've got emails and all this technology and that's still the way you find out.
Well, it's obviously a very traditional, you know, event, as people have obviously seen in the past with how they'd go about it and how the committee choose it. You know, it's an invite-only tournament. So I think they just like to keep the tradition in there. I think it's actually pretty cool. You've still, you know, it gives you that little piece of paper, obviously, like you're going to a wedding, you get your invite, you've got to reply to say, yeah, I'm coming. So I think there's something quite cool, obviously, about keeping the traditions like that.
You've played in major tournaments before, but what is it about the Masters that makes it that very special tournament?
I think it's the fact that the criteria to get in it is the most difficult. It's the most difficult one to actually get in. It's a short field of about 90-odd guys, you can't qualify any other way other than either winning a few events in America this time of year or being top 50. So it's, you know, the other ones, obviously the Opens, you can go pre-qualify here, there and everywhere, you know, and try and get in. USPGA's top 100 in the world again, so it's slightly easier to get in that one. But it's just the one that it's always got that little bit of mystique about it, the fact that it is, you know, tricky to get in, you know, with how the qualifying comes. And the fact that it is a Masters, obviously, it's a very special event.
Have you had a chance to walk the course before?
No, never been there, never stepped foot, you know, anywhere near the gate. So we're going to go there a little bit early and play a couple of rounds and then fly out and play Houston, you know, the week before, and then fly back in, obviously, and get the final preparation done.
Is it the old cliche of just trying to take it all in and enjoy it in the build-up and obviously over the weekend as well?
Yeah, it will be. I mean, it's not the last time I'm going to play in it. So, you know, as the first time being there, I do think you've got to enjoy it a little bit more and appreciate, you know, what you've done to get there and all that. And then, like I say, hopefully the game will be in good enough shape to go and compete.
It'll be your first Masters, but obviously some golfers have played this tournament loads of times. Will you be trying to, you know, talk to them, gauge from them what they know about the course and what they can pass on to you?
Yeah, we're playing a prex round with Henrik Stenson the Monday of Houston. He's agreed to come and play with us. So him and obviously his caddy, Gareth Lord, you know, them two have been around for years. They've had some good finishes at Masters. And we're going to go and play with them, me and Johnny. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can ask the questions. They're going to give you, you know, little tips about, they're going to know obviously where the flags are all 4 days, where they've been in previous years. You know, and then you can put discount, you know, and then practice over to them positions and they'll show you good places, bad places to hit to. So I think that's going to be, you know, that's going to be invaluable. And then obviously try and get a knock with the lead the week of.
You finished 2014 with that win at the Nedbank Golf Challenge. Obviously some respectable finishes. This year started pretty well as well, leading at the race to Dubai. Is this the best golf you play in your career?
Yeah, consistently now for a year and a half, you know, has been very, very good golf. I think I've missed two cuts and withdrawn from four events. Obviously my back, you know, in about 40 events, so, you know, in terms of consistency wise it's been brilliant. You know, all it is, you know, week in, week out, is if you hold a few putts on the right weeks, you know, you're going to be up there. Luckily enough, you know, we were able to do that obviously at Nedbank, but I think we've had 17 or 18 top 20s, top 25s, you know, in the last, you know, so it's like a 50% ratio of finishing the top 20, so we've, you know, we have played some really good golf.